Hi, Roy. This is the guy whose vehicle I guess you had hit and damaged in the Walmart parking lot. I was just giving you a call. My name is Brandon. Go ahead and give me a call back at 541.
Hello, Roy.
Hi, Brandon.
Yeah.
Hey, I left a note on your truck.
All right.
You said there was damage to it?
What's that?
You said there was a lot of damage to it?
Where did you hit it at exactly?
Where was the damage?
Well, I don't know. I've got a few dents and a few scratches in my truck already.
Well, I'm a representative for State Farm Insurance, and I was just calling to see if you would try to commit fraud if a note was left. And it looks like you failed the test.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to cancel your insurance now.
What?
Because of your attempted fraud of trying to call
someone. Attempted fraud?
Yeah,
because
we have...
Okay, all right, well, I'm going to fucking file harassment charges because you don't leave somebody a fucking note on their truck saying that you dented it.
Well, no, you shouldn't try and do insurance fraud. That's illegal.
Do what?
That's illegal to try and do insurance
fraud. No, I have mud ran my fucking truck. I have dents and I have scratches all over the motherfucker. It happened at, what, 9:30 last night when it's dark outside?
Uh-huh.
He's a fucking insurance motherfucker that leaves notes on people's vehicles.
I don't appreciate being referred to as a motherfucker.
He's canceling my insurance because supposedly I'm going to commit fraud or whatever and try and get insurance or whatever.
Okay, I have you on recording now admitting that you're committing insurance fraud.
I'm not admitting shit. I'm not doing that. I'm asking you if you hit my truck, and if you did, where did you hit it so I can look?
No, you told me that there was massive damage to the front.
There has been. I have mud ran my truck. My truck has been bounced off a couple trees.
Uh-huh.
I'm asking you where you hit it at so I can specifically look for any damage. I did not say, yeah, you hit my truck. I did not once say that. I have a witness right here. I called the cops to see if I could view tapes. I couldn't do that. I have no idea what the fuck's going on. You supposedly hit my truck. You called me an idiot. Okay, I was being nice on the phone. I left a nice message. I said, hey, you know, Roy, this is Brandon. You supposedly hit my truck, yada, yada. I was, you know, and look where it's gotten me.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's what happens when you try to commit insurance fraud.
I'm not trying to commit insurance fraud.
It sure sounds like you are. I mean, you said there was all that.
What is your real name?
My name is Roy.
Roy what?
Roy Gerbell with State Farm Insurance.
Gerbell. Write that down. Because I'm going to file harassment charges.
Gerbil.
This is retarded. I'm not trying to commit fraud or anything like that. I have dents, I have scratches all over that truck, and you're going to sit here and tell me that I'm trying to commit fraud?
Okay, Brandon, I guess it's time to come clean. I'm with Y98 FM, the radio station, and your mom set you up for a prank call.
What insurance
do you need? Do what?
I knew you were going to say, do what? I'm calling from the radio station. Your mom set you up for a prank call. We're going to play this tomorrow on the morning show.
You're kidding me.
No, for reals.
No.
Yeah, for realsies.
So how do I know this isn't a joke?
Do I sound like the kind of person that would joke with you?
I don't know what's going on. I'm still confused. I still...
Well, maybe that's what happens when you're trying to commit insurance fraud.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
So I mean, like, what's really going on?
I'm with the radio station,
Z107.8. Z107.8.
And it's a morning
Z107.8.
That's right.
Jordan, you got a phone on you? Can I use it? I'll call my mom.
You're going to call your mom?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make sure. I don't want none of this shit coming back on my insurance.
Well, you know, if you give me her number, I can put her on three-way right now.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
541?
Okay. Okay, I'm ringing her through right now. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Brandon?
Hey, Dad. That's my father.
Oh, I see. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, is Mom there?
No, she's at the football place.
Okay. This guy wants to talk to you.
Well, no, I don't want to talk.
Okay.
It's your wife that set up this prank call through a radio station. It makes perfect sense, right?
Say what?
Oh, this...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My wife set up a prank call through this radio station?
Yes, sir. And we don't appreciate it, and we're going to be filing harassment charges against her.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
I don't think
you're
so
getting sued, bud.
You're getting confused about who's doing this, because my wife is 50 years old, and she's a grandmother of five, and there ain't no way she does stuff like that.
She's leading a double life, sir.
Pardon
Dennis.
Me?
She's leading
Dennis.
A double life.
Dennis.
What?
That note that I told you about that was on my pickup?
Yeah?
This guy on the phone states that he's with insurance and he's canceling my insurance because I'm trying to commit fraud by contacting the guy that left the note on my truck. And then he says that he is with a radio station and it's a prank call. So I'm going to go to the police and I'm going to file harassment charges on this guy.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Don't
Brandon,
do that.
You go to the police department, Brandon, and get the harassment charge on that number. Because that's
oh,
a crock of crap.
Just,
his name is
right.
Roy. What's your last name, Roy?
Smith.
No, that wasn't it.
No,
but,
I'm pretty sure it's Smith.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, don't be angry. It's just a friend of yours. Oh. Hey, your son's a big jerk.
No, it sounds like you're being, because I don't understand. Somebody leaves a note on his truck that they hit his truck. And he tries to contact the person that hit his truck, and now my wife's being accused of making prank calls to a radio station?
No. You're getting it all wrong. You're old and decrepit. So.
I'm old? No, you're confused. That's what I just got done hearing from you, is my wife, you're gonna do harassment charges because my wife's supposedly prank calling a radio station.
Now, that's what your son said.
I don't think so. From what I understand, somebody left a note on his truck that hit his truck in a parking lot, and he's trying to contact that person.